it underpins our beef sector and also underpins the rural economy, and more so in our own county, where suckler beef farming would be by far the most preeminent sector in the in our agriculture industry. So we brought forward a motion last night, which is right alongside the campaign which the Farmers Journal and IFA are running at the moment as well, to actually call for the government to introduce a €200 payment per suckler cow in the next CAP programme. And also within this CAP programme, it calls for an immediate review of the Rural Development Programme to identify the underspending that is certainly there, and to target that underspend towards increased payments over the next 2 and 3 years towards the current beef data genomics programme, which is a payment to the suckler cow herd. And we believe that is eminently achievable, and thankfully the motion was accepted in the Dáil last night and passed. So I will now, as agriculture spokesperson, be pushing the government to ensure that review is completed.
Under the terms of CAP, the government has a lot of leeway and flexibility in terms of the individual payments it can administer, the individual payments it can introduce, and your belief is that this payment can be introduced by the Irish government.
It will need the sign-off of Brussels, but that is there's no reason why Brussels wouldn't sign off on it. I made the point very clearly last night in the Dáil that across a number of the current schemes that are there, and I give the particular example of the GLASS environmental programme, government had promised that they would spend €1.4 billion over a 7-year period on that programme. In fact, the maximum that they will now spend on it will be €1 billion. They are falling short in the promise of funding commitment they made in that, and our motion last night called for that funding to actually be directed towards the likes of the additional payment for the suckler cow, and also towards additional payment in terms of areas of natural constraint payment, which is very important to farmers. It put a 2-month deadline on that review, so within 2 months now the government have to come back, and for coming out of that we want to identify the underspend and then ensure it gets back to the farming families which underpin a rural economy, and to try and ensure that they have a reasonable income.